This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry announced a grim milestone on Thursday in Israel's war against the Hamas terrorist group. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
International mediators have held a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war and securing the release of scores of hostages, with a potential deal seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt met on Thursday with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. Hamas, which didn't participate directly in the talks, accuses Israel of adding new demands to a previous proposal that had U.S. and international support and to which Hamas had agreed in principle. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado on Thursday ruled out the possibility of holding a new election amid an ongoing election dispute and after Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva floated the idea. She said the election already happened, telling journalists from Argentina and Chile in a video call. Venezuela's opposition coalition is still pushing for recognition of what it says is a resounding victory in last month's presidential election.